brothers and sisters, the reading reminds us to be generous in our own way, that God has enormously blessed us in different forms, and to be generous, give all what you can. A six-year-old boy came home from his first day at church, going with his grandmother. His dad asked, "Were you good at the church? Did you behave well?" The boy said, "Yeah, I did. A man showed me a basket full of money while I was sitting on the pew at the offertory time, and I said, 'No, thank you.'" Brothers and sisters, today's reading invites us to be generous in sharing the gifts that God has given us, in trusting in his divine providence. In the first reading, Prophet Elijah offers life to a poor widow and her son. Prophet Elijah was caught in the midst of a dangerous situation. He lived in the northern kingdom of Israel in Samaria. King Ahab was the king, and he married a pagan wife, Jezebel, who introduced the worship of idols, pagan worship. Prophet Elijah attacked this pagan trend, predicting the wrath of God upon his people and the king, and a 3-year of a severe drought accompanied by famine. Elijah's life was under threat, and God asked the prophet to flee away from Samaria and go to Zarephath, a widow. On the way, he was provided with food, but eventually he was asked to go to a widow in Zarephath. This was a widow affected by drought, and yet she didn't have anything to provide for the prophet. But Elijah trusted God and his divine providence. The widow had just little as the last meal for her son and herself before starving to death. But she was open to God's word that came through the prophet, and that the jar of wheat and the jug of oil will not be emptied until the rain fall. So she trusted the words of the prophet. She generously and willingly gave to the prophet what little she had, and through the prophet, God blessed her abundantly. In generous act of sharing, she was rewarded by being enough for all three until the drought was over. The jar of meal and the jug of oil were not empty until it rained. The more she took out of the jars, the more they were filled in. Even after a few days, we read later, her son died, and Prophet Elijah brought him back to life because she was generous and therefore gained back life as well as their own food. It tells us the power of God blessing those who are generous and those who take care of the needy. When we give out of love, even small acts become great in God's eyes. I remember my own little story as I grew up in my family. We are seven children, and we were quite poor. But then every meal we have, supper we take with the rice. And mom prepares rice for all of us, 9 mouths to be fed. And she takes a handful of rice out of what she's going to cook and puts in another bag. Every meal she prepares, she takes one handful of rice out of it. And then she keeps another bag, and on the weekend, she asked one of my brothers to go and whatever she collected, that bag of rice, to give to the church. And the church to Vincent de Paul Society. As we know, Vincent de Paul Society helps the poor. We were poor, we didn't have enough. And yet, she took out of that what we had to eat, and she gave, contributed. I remember this story because as I was reading this, it really touched me. Because we may not have much in abundance, but we can all give something, those who are in need of us. The generous act of sharing She was rewarded by enough for all three until the drought was over. The jar of meal and the jug of oil were not empty until it rained. And we also see another poor widow noticed by Jesus in the gospel. This widow dropped two copper coins, all what she had, and then gave the temple treasury. And it was not noticed by others, but Jesus alone. In those days, the treasury was actually called the trumpet. This is because it was constructed in the form of a trumpet, as if to blow the horn. When the coins were dropped in, it made a loud noise, and all came to know of the contribution the person had made to the temple according to the quantity and number of coins dropped in. Perhaps the small two coins dropped by the widow did not make any noise, but it did not escape the attention of Jesus. The Lord appreciates this great gesture and asked the disciples to be like her. This poor woman, in a daring act of trust in God's providence, put into the treasury everything she had, although it was next to nothing. The story of both poor widows and the widow of Zarephath, the poor widow of Zarephath of the gospel, reveals to us that God values the heart behind our giving. Perhaps we all remember a small little gift that given to us by some children, maybe a card or craft work or their drawing. How much we value them. I remember I had a surgery, like six surgeries after I was shot by the militants back in India, and the three were in Canada, and the last surgery was 2016. 1 month I was staying in Calgary and then returned to Medicine Hat. When I returned, I saw St. Francis School, one of the school children had written a lot of messages and given cards. And one little child has written, "Father, God will take care of you." I still carry those words. Because we can get a lot of gifts, different ways people can give us. But some of the little things always resonate with us because they are given out of their heart. Jesus gave himself up for us, in second reading we hear, on the cross as a perfect sacrifice. And he offered himself totally for our sins. Therefore, we have an access to God, access to our heaven. After our death, we are not eternally gone away, but rather we are living. Jesus reminds us that genuine giving is not how much we give, but how we give, rising out of love. When we give, please do not give grudgingly or difficulty for dutifully, rather willingly arise from our heart. Sometimes we are asked to give and we give. We are unhappy and yet we give because it's our duty. Like the scribes, they had to give the tithe, they give. Because unwillingly, but they give because of duty or somebody will see. Or grudgingly, unhappy about it. But when we give generously from our heart, whatever we have, God sees to it. The scribes gave to the temple so that they can be noticed. The poor widow gave her all two coins without making any noise. But Jesus noticed the widow. God sees us. She gave out of joy all she had, trusting in God's providence. The reading reminds us today, brothers and sisters, a fundamental truth in spiritual life, that the abundance comes from our free will giving, offering, free will offering. If you want to increase, give it away. If you want to increase your faith, share it with someone else. Then it will increase. If you want more love or more joy or more peace, become a bearer of joy and peace and love. Then it will increase. The more we give, the more we receive. God values even a smallest offering given in sincerity of heart. Consider today a small act of generosity that you can you and me can make towards brothers and sisters who are in need. A small act. Don't need to be big, but something. And you need not look outside, perhaps, at home. Maybe your own family, you'll see that that need is arising. And do we shun our ears against it? And therefore, open our ears to help one another. May it be a word or encouragement, word of encouragement, or even a smile, or a word of gratitude, or any other generous act of out of love. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Let's believe and trust. Like Paul saying in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "Give, our God will meet all our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." God will meet all our needs according to the riches in his glory in Christ Jesus when we are generous with one another. May God bless you.